Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Larry Bowman, a backyard guy for sure and lots of experience with trees. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning.
Larry, I've been in my travels around the county and looking at my own yard. I'm really, afraid, challenged with all those evergreens. What's going on?
Well, I tell people that the Midwest, Iowa especially, in the middle of, it's one of the hardest places to grow plants because we have cold, dry winters. This winter was a prime example. What happens is that the evergreens start losing moisture through the needles through the winter, and if it's protracted, if it's a long time, you're going to see burn. And that's what you're seeing right now. I tell people, you know, don't get in a hurry to be cutting on them. Just wait and see. Sometimes there are dormant buds that will pop out on some varieties of trees. I'm seeing a lot of burn on Arborvita and yew, and both those plants have dormant buds where they can pop out and re-green. It'll take a little while, but anyway, that's what we're seeing.
And when I look at, for instance, some of my small evergreen shrubs at home, they're kind of brown on the edges, but they're really green. The rest of it's green. I'm not too worried about them. I trim those off regularly anyhow. But I'm seeing some that look yellow to the core. That, you know, are we still going to be patient with those that are yellow completely to the stem?
Depending on variety. But okay. The thing I see a lot of, and is the evergreen conical evergreen,
yes,
the cone-bearing evergreen of white pine, and they burnt a lot this year. But they have dormant buds; they could pop out and re-leaf. I wouldn't be in a hurry to get rid of them.
Okay.
You know, you can wait. They'll send out new growth if it's going to, and probably by mid to late May. And then if they haven't re-leafed or had shown signs of rebudding, then you can always prune them back or cut them down.
Okay. We don't like that last part you said, cut them down. But for some, that's going to be the only alternative. And I'm thinking, some that I really know about, I'm thinking that there were some new ones planted last year, and I'm thinking they probably didn't make it. I mean, is that...
That's, you know, the longer the plant is in the ground, the more cold tolerant they'll be. They have a bigger root system, are able to pick up more moisture, and a newly planted plant has that little root ball, and there's not enough moisture there to keep it alive.
Mm-hmm. And we went into the winter, I think, being low on water.
Yes, it was dry going into winter. It was ideal conditions for winter burn.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then no snow. You know, there's some people saying, "Oh, you know, I didn't have to move the snow very much this year." That was not a good thing. We don't need 30 feet, but we need some snow cover.
Well, that's it. My daughter lives in Minnesota, and they had feet of snow this year. And everybody says, "Well, my plant, this plant will grow in Minnesota. Why won't it grow in Iowa?"
Mm-hmm.
Because they get snow cover, and
mm-hmm.
that insulates the roots of the plant and helps protect it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember back a few years when it started snowing in October and it never quit until, you know, I don't know, May or something. And we had quite a bit of snow cover. I had plants come up that should have died, but because
yes.
of the snow, there
That's
they were.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right, because snow is an insulator, and it keeps those real cold temperatures from penetrating into the roots and killing the plant.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you said some of the, especially the shrubby evergreens, they have dormant buds coming back. That says to me, if we're going to add or replant, maybe we should be looking at some of those varieties rather than the kind that don't have the dormant buds.
Yeah, that would be one thing. The other thing is to look at woody shrubs
rather
than evergreens, because woody shrubs tolerate our winters a lot better than the evergreen-type plants. So,
okay. Where is a good source for information? I know we have Master Gardeners that know some of it. We have Iowa State University. Is there a website that you recommend that would besides those from the university, that's a good site. Any other website that you recommend to, if you want information about trees and shrubs?
Really, there isn't anything that I'm aware of
okay.
that would be a better source.
Okay.
You know, the nice thing is, it is plants that grow in Iowa. You know, you get a lot of information from those websites. I don't know of anything better.
Okay. Okay. Now, saying that, those that grow in Iowa, sometimes if we are tempted somewhere, we see this great bargain on a tree or a shrub, and we say, hey, this would be great. Do we know where that plant grew up?
No. It's getting more that way. There's a great demand for plant material, and the people that are in the business will gather the material from wherever they can, so they've got the product available to sell to the customer. A lot of times, some of the people aren't knowledgeable, so they bring in plants that are hardy in southern Kansas or Missouri or Arkansas. Doesn't mean, you know, you'll see them once in a while, like magnolias. This year, everybody's going to want magnolia because
mm-hmm.
the magnolias are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But they are marginally hardy in our area.
So you better be sure of which kind you're going to choose there. Now, talking about hardiness, and when I look at the maps and so on, it says we've changed here from Zone 4 to Zone 5. Give us some advice about following those zone numbers.
You can believe that if you want. that's my opinion. Climate changes. It's never constant. I believe we're still Zone 4, and if I were buying plants, I would never buy Zone 5 plants. Mm-hmm. I would buy Zone 4. If you're going to buy Zone 5, you need to put them in a protected location and give them special care because, you know, just like we've seen this last winter, it was cold and dry. If you were in Zone 5, you wouldn't see that.
Mm-hmm. And that's based on long-time averages, correct? That's why
yeah,
they changed long-time averages.
Yeah, they said, I've heard that this year may go down as the coldest ever recorded.
Yes.
You know, so you aren't going to find that in Zone 5.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then you said, you know, well, maybe in a protected area, because we do have little zones in our own yards.
Yes. We have microclimates.
Yes. Yes.
And this can happen from street to street, house to house. There's a lot of variety of temperatures. If you have a neighbor who has a big windbreak and you're on the south side, you're going to be able to grow plants that he couldn't grow on the north side
uh-huh.
of that windbreak.
Yeah.
We do have microclimates, and it does make a big difference on whether you can grow a plant or not.
So when we all exchange, you know, I can grow this plant just fine, and somebody else saying, well, it never grew for me. Well, there's several reasons that could be.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Because there's so many things that do affect how a plant grows. But I'm with you, Larry. I want to be kind of on the safe side if I'm going to invest in something that's a perennial, a tree, a shrub, to maybe be on the safe side because I'm not sure where my little microclimates are that might be of Zone 5.
And the other thing is, if you know, plants, like everything else, have increased in cost. And, you know, it's okay to speculate on a Zone 5 or Zone 6 plant if you think that you have that magic touch. But, you know, for people, if you're wanting landscape plants and you want them to be there and be pretty over the years, you really need to stick with plants that are hardy for our locality.
All right. Well, Larry, I think kind of what you said at the beginning is let's not get too anxious here. Let's give our plants, whether it's an evergreen or something else, maybe a little time before we start whacking things down.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you can always do that.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Larry Bowman, for sharing your knowledge and your time with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you a lot.
Until next time, here's a thought. Henry David Thoreau said, every blade in the field, every leaf in the forest, lays down its life in its season as beautifully as it was taken up.